Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 111, Increase Your Focus for Better Productivity. We are busier than ever before. We are spouses, lovers, parents, friends, legal nurse consultant business owners, and clinicians. We are children, aunts, and uncles. There are lots of demands on us, and that all adds up to stress. We think technology has streamlined many tasks, but instead we're given more tools that give us more and more to do with less time to do it. How many times have you heard, there's an app for that? We are stressed and overwhelmed. The phrase time management has become taboo since it implies that there are different ways to cram even more into our already overflowing lives. We have been led to believe that if we don't multitask every minute of our day, we will not be productive. This can't be farther from the truth. Successful people have long realized that focus is the key to being productive. Marcus Aurelius said, "Most of what we say and do is not essential. If you can eliminate it, you'll have more time and more tranquility. Ask yourself at every moment, is this necessary?" Being focused means you're making progress towards what is most important to you. You will feel a greater sense of productivity and fulfillment. In this podcast, I share why focus is important in both your personal and professional life. You'll learn tips and strategies on gaining and keeping your focus so you can be productive in everything you do. Multitasking is one of the most overrated skills people claim to have. In this podcast, you'll find out why you shouldn't be multitasking and what to do instead. My name is Pat Iyer, and this is Iyer's Insights. Let's get started. Why is focus important? Why is being focused so important in today's world? What results occur when you're focused? Does being focused make you less stressed? If it's so important, why don't people focus more? One of the things my friends and family tell me is that I have a strong ability to focus. A client of mine who had attention deficit disorder and short-term memory issues once told me, "Pat, if I had your ability to focus, I would rule the world." Being focused on one thing for a certain period of time allows us to do a better quality of work. We can get more work done more quickly, and we can have creative ideas that are flowing. Being focused on one task at a time is less stressful, and being less stressed allows you to be happier. It is difficult for people to remain focused on one task for a variety of reasons. For one, we live in a world where we are constantly bombarded with TV, radio, cell phones, internet, social media, as well as a much larger population that lives closer together than ever before. It's difficult to get completely away from all these distractions. I deliberately do not watch news or headlines on the internet. I find I am much happier not knowing all of the bad news, because it is bad news, right? How often do you read or hear a cheerful headline? Do you want to be able to focus? One way is to go to a room where you can shut your door, turn off your phone and your email notifications. When you focus on a single task, you're avoiding distractions, and your brain becomes focused on that task alone. This lets you complete that task much more quickly than if you're trying to complete two or more tasks at once. For instance, let's say you need to write a blog post for your LNC website. you need to do your bookkeeping for the week, and you need to research information for a case. The best thing to do is to set aside all but one task. So for this example, you want to give all of your attention to working on the case, because that's billable time. That means turning off the TV, the cell phone, the social media pings, closing your door, and putting all your attention on writing. By giving all your attention to that task without distraction, you can get it done much more quickly, with fewer mistakes. And you know you don't want to make mistakes in your LNC work product. Your work will be higher quality. Another benefit to being focused is that your creativity will kick in. You'll come up with new ideas associated with the task at hand. Being constantly connected to others and having many distractions that take away your focus can affect your stress levels as well as your productivity. When you aren't focused, you don't get as much done as you could if you were truly focused on the task you're doing. For insights about technology addiction, be sure to listen to John Krieger's podcast, which is LNP 42, called Destructive Technology Addiction. Focusing on one thing for a certain period of time helps you think better. Having your mind scattered over several tasks at once keeps you from thinking about what you're actually doing. You only have time to complete a task quickly before you must move on to the next one. All the while, you're trying to remember everything that has to be done. When you focus, you're able to think about one thing for that period of time. Focusing allows your subconscious to do the work. Do you remember what it was like when you learned to ride a bike or drive a car? It was difficult in the beginning, but when you began focusing on what you were doing, your subconscious took over and helped you learn. The same is true in your everyday tasks. Once you begin focusing solely on one task, your subconscious helps you to do them quicker and easier. It's important to focus on one task at a time to become more productive, to do better quality work, and to feel less stressed. Focusing can also help you be more creative and be happier. Before we continue with my discussion, I want to share another resource of great information about stress management. I need to ask you a few questions. Do you think of yourself as a strong and capable person? Do you think you're above average in your ability to handle a crisis? Do you think you can keep working through tension and stress? One day, Ella Akkad, who is a nurse with a master's degree, found herself curled up on her sofa with a blanket over her head, trying to escape her crisis. Has this ever happened to you too? Ella learned how to reduce her tension, lose weight, and make better choices and love herself with the techniques that she shares in the program called Instant Stress Busters. In this program, you will discover how to instantly reduce your anxiety and think more clearly when tension arises. This program consists of an audio recording and transcript for only $9.97 at the link http://lnc.tips/stress. Get it today and start on using new techniques to reduce anxiety and tension. Let's get back to the program. Multitasking is overrated. If you're like many people, you spend most of your days multitasking. You're probably so used to multitasking, you don't even realize you're doing it. Nurses are trained to multitask. Many people believe multitasking saves them time. There are many reasons why it's distracting when you're trying to focus. Focusing, as I've talked about before, lets you concentrate on one task or one thought at a time, helping you to create a better result for each task. Many people like to multitask because they become bored working on one task at a time. In this mindset, you have to switch from task to task. But it takes your mind time to change into the right mindset for the new task. You have to take the time to remember where you left off. Multitasking leads to attention and memory loss, according to a study by Harvard professor Clifford Nass. In findings published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, people who use online social media and other forms of electronic communications have trouble focusing their attention and have lower scores on memory tests. Cognitive performance is diminished. A study by Zhang Wang, a professor at Ohio State University, showed that multitasking caused students to feel more productive, but showed they were actually reducing their cognitive skills on tasks such as studying. Multitasking also turns people off when you're interacting with them. If you only pay attention with half of your mind, you're answering texts, you're making phone calls while talking to them, you're going to lose their respect. And multitaskers lose productivity also. Switching from one task to another is counterproductive. You lose time and concentration every time you switch tasks. Finally, multitaskers are less likely to finish one quality project. They may finish all their tasks for the day, but they will most likely be subpar rather than if they had focused solely on one to completion. Multitasking makes it difficult to focus entirely on each task that you're doing. You're thinking about the emails you have to respond to when writing a report, and the phone calls you need to return while you're thinking about the next task on your to-do list. This type of working environment doesn't do anything but cause you stress. Instead of multitasking among several tasks, you should prioritize your tasks and break them into workable time chunks. That's all for now. Be sure to take advantage of our low price for instant stress busters. For $9.97, you can get the techniques to reduce your stress and increase your happiness. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on the product. Here is the link, http://lnc.tips/stress. To get your audio and transcript today. Thanks for being a part of this program. Check out our online training and books at legalnursebusiness.com. Expand your LNC skills with our resources. Also, explore coaching with me at lncacademy.com to get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. And finally, join our continuing education program and get monthly trainings at lncceu.com. You'll get 2 online trainings each month designed to deepen your knowledge and skills. And look forward to having you tune into our programs again next week. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.